Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Friday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host for the show. You know, we've been in this fantastic series on curses and blessing that Derek Prince has been teaching, and today is our last day. This Friday, today is our last day on this topic. You know, if it hadn't been such a powerful time, and if it hadn't impacted so many lives, I would have to just be bummed, because I'm almost sad to see this go. But we've had several weeks of tremendous teaching from Derek on one of the most important topics we could possibly be considering, and that's how blessing and curses govern our lives. If you've missed any of this, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of information, but most importantly, you'll find this series of teachings, and you'll also find a guide to having these teachings available on podcasts, which means you can listen to them while you work out or while you go about your day. Powerful, powerful stuff. And today is really the culmination, because today Derek's going to be talking about the prayer of release. If you haven't heard anything else, if you haven't been part of anything we've talked about, you'll understand enough from today to get set free. And if you've been listening to all of this, you're probably chomping at the bit to get set free. So let's get right to it. Derek Prince talking about the prayer of release.
In these past 2 weeks, I've covered the following main areas in connection with this theme. First of all, I explain God's provision to redeem you from the curse and bring you into the blessing. And that provision is stated in Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse, having become a curse for us, that we might receive the blessing. So everything that we say and do in this whole area is based on the redemptive, substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus. He was made the curse that we in turn might receive the blessing. Then I shared certain common indications that there may be a curse over your life. I trust you've been able to listen, and I'm sure that many of you by this time have become aware of that dark shadow, and I trust been able to trace it to its source. Then I indicated various ways in which you, or very often your ancestors, originally came under a curse. The Bible says a curse does not come without a cause. Then I explained the form of prayer that will enable you to fulfill God's requirements for release from the curse. Very briefly, I'll state these requirements again today before we go on. First of all, you must base your faith on God's Word, and I gave you a number of relevant scriptures. Second, you must confess your faith in Christ, because he's the high priest of our confession. No confession, no high priest. Third, you must commit yourself to ongoing obedience once you are delivered from the curse, because the condition for living in the blessing is hearing and obeying the voice of God. Fourth, you must confess any known sins by yourself or your ancestors. If it was sins of your ancestors, you don't bear the guilt, but you still suffer the consequences. Fifth, you must forgive all other persons who've ever harmed you or wronged you. You must lay down all resentment, all bitterness, because that's a barrier that keeps you from receiving the answer to your prayer. Sixth, you must renounce all contact with Satan or the occult or secret societies, whether it was by yourself or your ancestors. And further to this, you must get rid of all contact objects, any kind of object that in any way is associated with the occult or with superstition or with secret societies. You've got to get totally rid of it. Seventh, you must release yourself in the name of Jesus. And I quoted that beautiful promise in Joel 2:32, "It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." That's a completely all-inclusive promise. If you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, meeting his conditions, you will be delivered from that curse over your life. Now, today, I'm coming to the climax, which is extremely important. I want you to be listening and following me very carefully. I'm going to lead you step by step through the prayer that you need to pray. And I'm going to do it this way. First of all, I'll pray the prayer myself and let you listen. Then the second time, I'll lead you to say the prayer after me, step by step. Now, I'm going to say it myself first because I'm not asking you to do something following me blindly. I want you to have an intelligent understanding of what you'll be doing. So I'm going to say the prayer, and you can think it over and decide in your heart if you want to say that prayer, because you're going to have to make the commitment. It's going to have to be your faith. And remember, you'll be praying not to me, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just giving you the prayer to pray to him. All right, now I'm going to say this pattern prayer right through once. I'll say it slowly and carefully. You listen. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God and the only way to God, that on the cross you died for my sins, and that you rose again from the dead, that on the cross also you were made a curse, that I might be redeemed from the curse and receive your blessing. I trust you now for mercy and forgiveness, and I commit myself from now on, by your grace, to follow you and obey you. I ask you to forgive and blot out any sins committed by me or by my ancestors that expose me to a curse. If people have harmed me or wronged me, I forgive them, as I would have God forgive me. I renounce all contact with Satan or with occult practices or with unscriptural secret societies. If I have any contact objects that link me to these things, I promise to destroy them. And now, with the authority you have given me, as a child of God, I release myself from every curse that has ever come upon me or affected me in any way. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank God for the promises of the Bible. You know, we can talk about complex theologies and use titles like the prayer of release, and sometimes it can sound complex to us, but the bottom line is, the Bible's true, we believe it, we pray it, we get set free. There's more to come on Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us. Now, I want to just say something to you I've never said before on this show. We are about to hear Derek Prince talk about the prayer of release, and when this teaching draws to a close, he's going to actually be praying a prayer of release over all who are listening. So wherever you are right now, I urge you to go somewhere quiet. I urge you to maybe pull the car over, or don't leave that parking lot yet, or maybe pull aside in your kitchen, wherever you are, because this is going to be powerful. It's the culmination of our two-week series on blessings and curses. So here's Derek Prince now with the prayer of release.
Now, this second time, I'm going to say the prayer through once more, slowly, phrase by phrase, and I'll pause after each phrase to give you ample time to say it after me. This time I'm inviting you to say it through after me, phrase by phrase. Turn your heart and mind toward the Lord Jesus. Focus on Him. Remember you're praying to Him, not to me. If you're in a place where you can pray out loud, it's better to do so. Otherwise, just say the words under your breath. But remember, you're not praying with me, you're praying after me. Are you ready? Then say these words after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God and the only way to God, that on the cross you died for my sins, and that you rose again from the dead, that on the cross also you were made a curse, that I might be redeemed from the curse and receive your blessing. I trust you now for mercy and forgiveness, and I commit myself from now on by your grace to follow you and obey you. I ask you to forgive and blot out any sins committed by me or by my ancestors that exposed me to a curse. If people have harmed me or wronged me, I forgive them, as I would have God forgive me. I renounce all contact with Satan or with occult practices or with unscriptural secret societies. If I have any contact objects that link me to these things, I promise to destroy them. And now, with the authority you have given me, as a child of God, I release myself from every curse that has ever come upon me or affected me in any way. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Now, Jesus has heard your prayer. Receive your release by faith right now. The simplest way to do that is just to begin to thank God, because thanksgiving is the simplest and purest expression of faith. Accept your release as an accomplished fact. If there's any kind of strange emotional or physical reaction that you go through, don't let that frighten you. That's a good sign. It means God is moving to release you, even emotionally or physically. So you just keep thanking God. And I, as the Lord's servant, will pray a prayer for each and every one of you who've claimed your release. Now accept my prayer. O God, I thank you that you allowed Jesus on the cross to become a curse, that we, through faith in him, might be redeemed from the curse. I thank you for everyone that has prayed this prayer after me, in faith, meeting your conditions. And Lord Jesus, I just claim their release for them now. As they are thanking you, I claim a full release. I break every satanic power over those lives. I revoke every curse. I declare that Satan is a defeated enemy, that all his claims have been canceled by the shed blood of Jesus. I pronounce them free in the name of Jesus. I declare that Satan's authority is revoked and canceled forever in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Listen, if you've just had that prayer prayed over you, if you've just received those words into your life, don't feel like you need to rush off from the place of prayer. This was powerful, a deep, deep work of the Holy Spirit. Just bask in that for a little while. You know, when I was about in the fifth grade, I stood with my mother in front of a fifth grade teacher who turned to my mother and said, "Stephen is immature and retarded." Now, my friends have laughed with me about that over the years, that maybe one of them was right. But regardless of the humor we can use in later life, life. At that time in my life, those words were devastating. My academic performance dropped off. I became convinced I was somehow mentally impaired. It was a devastating moment. I know that teacher didn't mean to do any harm. I'm sure she was just trying to report to my mother what she had evaluated in my academic performance, but it was devastating. And I imagine that many of you can think of similar experiences, things that parents or coaches or friends said. Or it could be a whole different brand of programming or curse, and that is the stuff that we believe about ourselves just from our own failures, our own embarrassing moments, the way our bodies look, or the way we messed up in a given situation. These curses do define our lives. And I just have to say, my own academic field is the field of history, and I analyze cultures and trends, and I specialize in American history, so I watch particularly what's happening in American culture. And many of us in recent decades, maybe since the 60s or even the 50s, have gone through experiences that have become curses for us. They were either radical acts of disobedience and rebellion, or they were things that were said over us, or they were immoral activities that we engaged in that put us under the curse because we were engaged in actions of disobedience and rebellion. Our generation of Americans, because of the sexual revolution, because of the loose way we use our words, because of the anger that's often in our society, has become an age of cursing. Not in the cussing sense, but in the sense of the way that we release negative over each other's lives and over our own lives. And that's why I'm so thankful for this teaching by Derek Prince, because he really was a pioneer in recent decades and recent generations of the fact that you can identify these curses and you can be set free. And if we had time on this show, we could tell you hundreds of testimonies of people who were as dramatically set free as I was, because I later had to come to a point in my life where I specifically, by the power of Jesus, broke the curse that those words had become in my life. And we'll be back with Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, in just a moment.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host, and we have been in a powerful two-week series by Derek Prince on blessings and curses. And I want to just say to you that this has been a transforming truth in my own life, and I trust it has been with yours. I want to say, if you haven't gotten all of these teachings, be sure to go to the website, derekprince.org. You'll find all of these past teachings, as well as information about how to get podcasts of this broadcast. And I think you'll find some other fascinating information. And I think this is such a powerful teaching for us at this time in our history, at this time in many of our individual lives, that I want to just review briefly, very quickly, the steps that Derek gave us. He said, first of all, that our prayer must be based on faith in God's Word. It's the negative programming that we've received, which is a perversion of God's truth. For example, God says He wants the obedient and those who serve Him to prosper, but we often, living out curses of poverty. God says He wants us to be in families and be in community and walk in love, but we often are living out curses of isolation and rejection and hatred, and I could go on and on. So the prayers that set us free must be based on God's Word. Second of all, we have to confess our faith in Christ. You know, it's not some teaching by Derek Prince or some formula. It's the power of the resurrected Jesus that sets us free. And so it's faith in Jesus. It's a belief in who He is.
It's a belief in what He has spoken and He has done that causes us and allows us to live in the liberty to which we're called. Then we have to commit ourselves to obedience. We know that, and this is where our generation has so often gone wrong. We want the quick fix. We want the deliverance. But are we willing to commit to the obedience that truly allows us to walk out that victory? You know, if one of the curses that you have needed to be freed from is, for example, a porn addiction, and you've renounced it, and you're asking to be set free from that ugly thing that's come down through your family line, but then tonight you're right back at it, you know what? You're just walking back into the swill, back into the dirt, back to the vomit, as it says in the Bible. And so you have to be willing to commit to obedience. You have to confess any sins that you know about, or even sinful patterns that come down through your family line. And that's not dishonoring to your parents, by the way. That's just wanting to clean up the stuff that you're going to hand off to the next generation. You have to forgive any people who have wronged you, because unforgiveness is like a magnet for the uncleanness that taints our lives. And you have to renounce all contact with the occult or secret societies and get rid of all objectionable objects. You know, this is something that we really are in, especially since the 60s. We allowed so much Eastern religion and so much occultism into our lives in the name of being cool that we have to be careful now that we're believers to renounce that stuff, break it, get rid of it. And then finally, we have to pray the prayer of release in Jesus' name, asking that Jesus, who became a curse for us, would set us free to the glory of God. You can tell that I'm passionate about this teaching, and I am passionate about it because I've seen it work in people's lives. It's not just that I'm excited about Derek and his tapes. I love him. I'm thankful for his life, but I'm excited about seeing the listeners of this show be set free. And so may it be so in your life, in Jesus' name. We are thankful that you're listening today. Please log on to the website, derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of information. And don't forget to join us next week when a whole new series is going to begin on Monday, and we'll experience the power of God together. Now, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us on Monday when the legacy continues.
The passing of Derek Prince did not mean the end of Derek Prince Ministries. Instead, it marked a new beginning.
If I had only one message to leave to posterity, my family, my friends, whoever it might be, I would say it in three words: God is faithful.
And to succeed, we need your help. Through your gifts and offerings, you play a part in taking Derek's powerful and practical teaching to countless lives and hearts. Through the printed word, audio, video, and more, you keep the ministry of Derek Prince alive and active throughout the world. And of course, your partnership makes it possible to keep ministry, encouragement, and biblical insights coming to you and your family as well. For that, we are very grateful. To honor both the memory and the wishes of Derek Prince, will you stand with us as we continue the work he started so well and loved so much? Prayerfully consider taking an active part in carrying on the legacy of Derek Prince's life and ministry by making the most generous gift you can to Derek Prince Ministries. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can, and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful.
Thank you for standing with us. To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, you can choose for only $14.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.